up to Placid Joe and turn the jukebox low.
Folks, this segment is made possible by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Check them out online, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. And also by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, friends, we have a little time in today's show to visit with a good friend of mine. Now, if you live in Northeast Texas, you know who a gentleman that named Friendly is. If you don't, you might want to call him Lee Buffington, but his name is Friendly. All his friends, which include just about everybody in Northeast Texas, call him Friendly. And we're going to talk about an event that Friendly has been with me on for 4 years. We're about to have the fourth outdoor rendezvous up in Hunt County in Greenville, Texas. And Mr. Friendly is a huge part of it. Friendly, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
All right, Luke. I tell you what, what a beautiful day it's going to be for the fourth annual rendezvous at the Top Rail Cowboy Church here in Greenville, Texas. And Luke, I just want to say that all you listeners out there that listen and watch Luke Clayton, what better man that can bring a message through food? And that is Luke Clayton. Luke, I tell you what, over the years, you and I have had so many different subjects to talk about, and we always agreed on one thing. It boils down to some real good friendship and food. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. I do agree. And the friends that folks are listening to us, Friendly, in northern Arkansas and Southeast Texas, all over. You do not need to be introduced in Northeast Texas, but these other fellas, you know, they and ladies, they need to know who you are. So Friendly has been with me at our rendezvous, and folks are probably wondering, what is this rendezvous that they're talking about?
What is a rendezvous?
it was an idea about 4 years ago. Yeah. The Mountain Men had a rendezvous. Now, our rendezvous is not quite as rambunctious as the Mountain Men used to
have. No.
No.
We have a rendezvous with friends.
That's right.
And family. That's one thing I would like to really point out, especially those people over in Center, Texas. You know,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And Logansport, Louisiana, they're
yeah.
probably listening over there. But one thing you got to remember about this rendezvous is this is family friendly. And we encourage to bring the kids, because there's going to be so much going on that they're going to enjoy not only that, and stories around the campfire. Now, that's always been the one that I've enjoyed the most. And that blackberry cobbler. We won't even go there. We won't even go there, Luke. But this year's rendezvous is going to turn out to be one of the – I think it's going to be a phenomenal – there's so many things that are going to happen on that particular day. But I think, Luke, the biggest thing to remember, and I know you do too, is that this is a gathering of your friends, my friends, and our friends for a rendezvous to talk about hunting, talk about fishing, talk about cooking. It's a great rendezvous, and I know that Top Rail Cowboy Church has got an entry that we briefly talked about it, but I don't want to say too much about it because I want to make it a big surprise, if you will, okay?
Yep. We won't, as they say, won't let the cat out of the bag.
No, we won't let the cat out of the bag yet, Luke, I feel friendlyradio.com, Texans, Legends, and Outlaws, and Friendly News, which produces Friendly Live, is we are so grateful that we have the opportunity to share our brand with your brand, and your brand going all over the world now with our brand. And what a great time it's been for us, and we look so much for the future, not only rendezvous, but the friendship that we've had over the years. And folks, I want to tell you, if you haven't seen his show, go to Friendly News and look at it, because it's on every Friday morning at 10 o'clock on Friendly News. And then every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on friendlyradio.com, it is the Luke Clayton Show. And folks, I'm telling you, we've got it. We've got Luke, and we're having fun.
You bet. Folks, can you tell that I might have my friend here, Mr. Friendly, may be a radio man, possibly? Friendly, you've been in radio for a long, long time,
well,
haven't you?
I've been around it for a number of years. Yep. I tried to stay away from it for a number of years, but I like it.
Yeah.
It gives me an opportunity now with what we have here in Greenville, Upper East Texas, by the way. That's
yep.
our new tag I'm giving Greenville.
Yep.
But we do have an internet radio station, hometown, live and local internet radio station dedicated to Greenville, the surrounding communities, and Hunt County. That's our pledge right there. But we go all over the world, and we are trying to let people understand that it's not so much about the music, it is the information that we give to you on local events such as March, the first Saturday in March.
Yeah, that's
going to be the rendezvous, and it's all happening at the Top Rail Cowboy Church. Underneath of those oak trees, and it's going to be awesome.
That's right. March the 4th. That's when it is, the first Saturday, like Friendly said. So, folks, you're wondering what's going to happen. If you have any kind of, you'd like to have a booth, you'd like to set up a booth and promote your hunting or your fishing or selling jewelry, anything like that, it's the booth spaces are free. I talked to the pastor, Charlie Nasser, there, and
yeah.
You can make a donation to the church.
Pastor he is. Boy, I'm telling you, he is that individual that gets the message not only from God, but he gets the message to the community of what we're trying to do here in our community.
That's right. And he's a major sportsman, folks. Loves to hunt and fish. So so if you come out there, you campfires, I always have a campfire there. If you wanted to come and have your own campfire, that's okay, but we would like you to clear it through the Charlie or me, and I'm going to tell you how to. You might not remember all this information, but if you go to catfishradio.org, there's a brochure with the contact information, all that. Larry Wysoon is going to be with us. He'll be around. Mr. Whitetail, he's a good buddy of mine, and Friendly's too. He's going to be there. It's just a time, a band, music, couple of bands this year.
Yeah.
If you wanted to come and say make some wild hog fajitas, just for instance, on your own campfire. Just clear it. Just let us know. There will probably be four or five different campfires around, and people sitting around the campfires listening to the music. There'll be a food vendor. I've got a buddy that's going to be selling some good barbecue. Joe Dunn. Out there. Joe will be with us. So that's it. It's hard to describe all the things that go on, but it's on 12 wooded acres. The bandstand is outside. And, Friendly Charlie told, the pastor told me that if ever it was a rainy day, they've got he said, we can just move right into the arena there.
Oh, the arena. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all kind of events goes on at the arena during the week at the Top Rail Cowboy Church, 262 Horseman's Road, by the way.
Yep. It's right there. Yeah, it's right off of, within a 2 minutes off of Interstate 30, folks. And,
you know, the big challenge for people, Luke, and I've said this before, the locals know how to get here, are there.
Yeah.
They do. The simplest way I tell everybody is when you take Spur 302, look for 499. And you take 499, it goes right to the front door.
And I'll tell you even an easier way than that. Get on that smartphone and say, Siri, hey, Siri, drive to Top Rail Cowboy Church, Greenville, Texas.
You can do that. You can do that, and she'll bring you right to the door, but she's going to take you to downtown Greenville first.
That's right. Well, Friendly, thanks so much, buddy. The whole crux of this, a lot of times in our show, the last segment, this segment, we have a little bit of time to, sometimes I'll share a recipe or tell something that's going on, but this week, I had the opportunity to have you with me.
Thank you. I feel honored. I feel honored and excited about the new rendezvous that's coming up. And I'm ready. I've been sitting on dead ready for a long time.
And folks, when you get out there, we'll have a banner up. You'll be able to find our campfire. The way to find Mr. Friendly is the most energetic, gentleman out there. He'll have a cowboy hat on, wearing boots, but he's you're going to see him hopping from one end of that place to the other. If I had half the energy that Mr. Friendly had, I don't know what had happened, Friendly.
It's a God thing, and I'm enjoying my life right now, knowing that God's got my back and I'm in his plan, and I'm looking forward to this rendezvous, and I know that a lot of people that's in the sound of my voice all over Northeast Texas, East Texas, Louisiana, and all over the world, we're going to have a great time. So y'all come on out. March the 4th is that the date at the Top Rail Cowboy Church for the 4th annual rendezvous featuring, you got him, the man himself, Mr. Luke Clayton. Folks, thank y'all so much, and remember, keep it in your boot.
Folks, this is Luke. For about the past decade, I've been hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. I think the only magazine devoted strictly to air gun shooting and hunting in the country. Well, in that length of time, I've learned quite a bit about big bore air guns and smaller calibers, too. A spot to go to that if you're interested in air guns, you need to know about Pyramid Air. The website is PYRAMYD, PyramidAir.com. They have anything and everything you need for big bore, from the guns themselves, the big bores or the smaller calibers, to the accessories. Just remember PyramidAir.com, and there's a number when you get on the website if you need to call and talk to somebody. Give them a buzz, and they can fill you in on little details that you might need to know about shooting or hunting with big bore air guns. Now, Air Force Air Guns makes the Texan. I had the privilege of shooting one of the first 10, back about a decade ago, the .45 caliber Texan. If you're looking for a very powerful big bore air gun, you need to look into the Texan, a bullet shooter. This thing, the .45 caliber, the thing will develop up over 500 foot-pounds of energy. But they also make, Air Force Air Guns also makes the Condor, the lighter calibers, 22, 25 caliber. But check them out online, airforceairguns.com. I think if you ever get into shooting air rifles, and especially hunting with the big bores, you'll probably enjoy it as much as maybe you did when you first started bow hunting or shooting center fires. But there's two, Pyramid Air and Air Force Air Guns, are two sources of information that you definitely need to know about.